Data compression in digital audio sounds like it's related to sample rate and bit depth, and it is to some degree, but it's primarily used to provide small file sizes for sharing and streaming audio and video data. Andrew Shep's presentation is a very graphic representation of what data compression does to music. Hopefully, after watching this, you have some idea of what it means to talk about sample rate and bit depth versus a bit rate for lossy formats like MP3 and AAC files. Let's take one of Andrew's examples and quickly do the math to convert a CD wave file into a bit rate to compare with MP3s. CDs are sampled 44,100 times per second and capture 16 bits of information for each track, left and right sides. So to get a bit rate, we would use the following calculation for each track. 16 bits times 44,100 per second equals 705,600 bits per second. Since there are two tracks being sampled for stereo, the total bit rate for a CD quality track is 2 times 705,600, or 1,411,200 bits per second. Or in kilobits per second, we would divide that by 1,000 and get 1,411.2 kbps. Compare that with the highest bit rate that Spotify offers its premium subscribers, 320 kilobits per second. So over 75% of the original data has been compressed out of existence. Understanding what data compression does to music is important to any recording engineer, since most people today listen to music that has been compressed.